9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Says Loki still a zen. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict, Carson, avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome into Riders Field. It's the final game of this six-game set between the Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. The Travelers coming in 6-5 in the second half with a 42-37 record. The Rough Riders, after winning back-to-back games here in Frisco, 7-4 in the second half, 51-29 overall. The Riders yesterday with a win clinched at the very least a split in this six-game set. They go for the series win today alongside Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. The Rough Riders lineup today will face Juan Mercedes, who is 3-3 with a 2.85 ERA on the season. He's given up 25 earned runs through 79 innings of work, 51 strikeouts to just 20 walks. He has been tagged for 9 home runs. Mercedes out of the Dominican Republic, a 24-year-old. This marks his 16th start of the year here tonight. And he goes against a fireballer on the other side in Emiliano Teodo, the Rangers' number 14-ranked prospect. He's 4-2 with a 1.87 ERA, making his 14th start here tonight against the Travelers. Teodo, a big strikeout guy, comes at you with a fastball slider changeup mix. That fastball is a sinker, a two-seam fastball that runs upwards of 100 miles an hour. The slider has been excellent, and the changeup has been a developing pitch for him. So he looks to throw that a little bit more as this year goes on. He's given up just 13 earned runs over 62 and two-thirds innings while striking out 82. And the only concern for Teodo over the course of the year has been efficiency when it comes to living in the strike zone. 32 walks, a little higher than he would like it. But even when guys have gotten on against him, he has just pitched around it, allowing just a 190 opponent average against him on the season through those first 13 starts. This is the second time that he faces the Travelers. He looks to add on that nice performance last time out against Arkansas. That came on the road at Dickey Stevens Park back in mid-April. We'll step aside here on the pregame show, and when we come back, you'll hear the voice of the Arkansas Travelers manager. It's Christian Colon, a former World Series champion with the Kansas City Royals in 2015, an extended interview with the skipper for the Travelers.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show, we're now joined by Arkansas Travelers manager Christian Colon. Christian, thanks so much for taking the time. And you're a former big leaguer, now a manager, so you've seen the game from a ton of different angles. Walk me back to the very beginning. What was your first introduction to baseball?
Well, I was young. I was 5 years old in Puerto Rico. My dad loved the game, and so he taught me a lot of it early on. And then moving to from Puerto Rico to Waco, Texas, was a huge step for me, just to test my skills, see where I was at, and compare to other kids in the area. And it was fun. It was great. Actually, my freshman high school coach has been here the last 2 days. He was a big part in giving me the opportunities to, as a freshman, to play, varsity baseball in Texas, which was. It was a journey that I would say, I enjoy it. I enjoy just learning the game and just like all different aspects of it, because I went from Waco to Salt Lake City, Utah, to California. Then I ended up in Fullerton. And so there was just a lot of different cultures that I was able to, learn and through the game. So, the game's been good to me, and I'm excited I'm still in it.
You fast forward just a little bit of time. You ended up in 2009 becoming the captain, the first ever captain of the Team USA, the college edition of Team USA. And that being the first ever captain is obviously an honor in and of itself. But being a kid from Puerto Rico, did that mean a little bit extra to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it was, like, really exciting to be part of that group. Jasmani Grandal and Garrett Cole, and, like, there were just a lot of good players. And so that was an honor. I think it was just my personality, trying to bring the best out of all of them, including myself. And I think, you know, I remember Rob Skipper, like, he giving me that honor was – it really meant a lot, you know, for him to do that and put his trust in me to kind of lead those guys. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. Those are, like, my funnest memories besides the World Series runs that I've had in baseball. So,
well, you talk about that World Series run. Talking with Arkansas Travelers manager Christian Colonna, you had a pretty big hit in the 2015 World Series. Is that your favorite moment? And if so, take me back to that moment.
I would say the wild card game for me was, like, my favorite moment. Just where we were at in the game as a team, we didn't know how good we really were until, you know, we got all that. We got through the, like, wild card game, and we got all that together. And then we went on a run to get to the World Series. But, you know, I think 2014 was, like, you know, my debut, and then also reaching the World Series Game 7, seeing that, like, that was, like, one of my better memories. And then the next year, obviously, the hit in the World Series, that's what every kid, like, dreams of. And I was just thankful that I was given the opportunity to, you know, be part of the team there and help out. You know, the fans were great. Dude, like, that was, like, the biggest thing we took from it, that we went out there every day knowing that the fans, like, they needed that. They loved that. 30 years of not being in the postseason. I was happy that, you know, the Royals owner at the time, Mr. Glass, could see it, could hold a trophy. You know, George Brett could see another World Series there. Like, it was special for a lot of reasons.
That hit that we're talking about came in the 12th inning of Game 5 of the World Series on the road in New York against the Mets, the game that the Royals ultimately brought home the World Series trophy. And you look ahead after that. I know that group of guys just got to go back to Kansas City and got to rejoin the 10-year anniversary of the 2014 team that won the pennant and ended up losing in 7 games. But how close are you with those guys? Do you still stay in contact with any of those?
Yeah, we're all very close still. I mean, we stay in touch, and we, you know, mainly on social media. You know, we get to see each other's families and how, you know, most of us are done now, but it's that special bond you still have with the guys that you accomplished something, you know, big. And, you know, we had one of the best leaders you could have in Hosmer, you know, and Salvi and Moose. And it was just like a perfect blend of just like a big brotherhood, man. And it was fun. We had a lot of fun.
I love it. Then you finish up your career now on the managerial side. How do you see your personal career reflect, you know, as you're trying to grow the next generation of great big leaguers?
Yeah, just trying to keep them, you know, understanding that this is a game. When you're here, you give it all you got. But when you're off the field, you got to be a human being. You got to be a regular person. There's a lot bigger things in the game. And just let them understand that they do have a unique opportunity to capitalize on it, and it's not going to be forever. You know, that's something that it's hard to explain, but you just got to have that intensity about it and that urgency every day to accomplish something here. But in the end, that's all you can control. And I'm just trying to give them, you know, everything that I people like taught me in the game, good people. Dane Moore taught us, you know, in the minor leagues. I think I'm just trying to give that back to them and understanding that it's going to be hard. You know, it's going to be hard to reach the major leagues, but, you know, it's about determination, excuse me, and discipline.
No doubt. Well, you look at this roster as a whole for the Travelers this year, and you guys have 9 of the top 30 prospects in the Mariners organization, including the top 2 in Cole Young and Harry Ford. What have you seen from those guys, and what are you pouring into them on a day-to-day basis?
Helping them understand that it's a game, you know, that it's going to come to an end at some point. You have the ability to make something happen right now and continue to get better every day, and not necessarily your skills. That's going to continue to get better as the reps come along, but more of like the little things about the game, you know, just running hard, being a good teammate, preparing yourself every day, caring about your craft. I think that's like, how good do you want to be? You know, it's been fun to have those guys around. You know, I know they're looking forward to, you know, their futures game, and it's going to be fun to watch. They're going to represent as well. But, yeah, as of right now, we're always just trying to pour into them daily, just one day at a time, understanding that they're going somewhere bigger than this. But we also have to be present and take care of what we got to take care of right now.
I love it. You mentioned the futures game coming up, and we'll leave you with this. But both those guys are going to participate. The guy on the mound against them today, and Emiliano Teodo, also going to be there. You guys got to see him earlier in the season, back in April. What did you see from him? What do you expect to see from him?
Big fastball, electric stuff. He's a confident kid. You can tell. He knows he's good. He knows that his stuff will play at any level. You know, it's fun to watch guys like that. And I tell, you know, our guys, like, that's who you want to face. You know, you want to be the go against the best and challenge yourself. So this has got a future, big future ahead of him. You know, I hope he stays healthy, does everything he's supposed to do to really make a lot of money and achieve his goals that, you know, he wants to achieve. But it was impressive watching him. You know, it just comes out easy. You know, he's not forcing anything, and you know, we're looking forward to watching him pitch.
Love it. Christian, thank you so much. That's Christian Colon here on the pregame show, the Arkansas Travelers manager and a former world champion with the Kansas City Royals in 2015. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're going to step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for the final game of the six-game set against the Arkansas Travelers.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
On the Riders pregame show, the Arkansas Travelers and the Frisco Rough Riders, the final game of this six-game set. The Riders go for the series win today after back-to-back wins here at Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Manning. Let's get you those starting lineups first for the visitors tonight, the Arkansas Travelers. The third baseman, Ben Williamson, will lead things off, followed by the top prospect in the Mariners organization, the shortstop, Cole Young. Harry Ford hits behind him, making his debut in left field. Batting fourth in the cleanup spot is the right fielder Alberto Rodriguez. Brock Rodden, the second baseman, will bat fifth, followed by the designated hitter in the sixth spot, Hogan Windisch. Batting seventh is Ben Ramirez. He'll play first base. Doing the catching tonight is Jake Anchia, batting eighth. And rounding things out for the Arkansas Travelers is the center fielder, Blake Rambusch. Again, for the Travelers, it is Williamson, Young, Ford, Rodriguez, Rodden, Windisch, Ramirez, Anchia, Rambusch. And then for the Rough Riders, facing off against Juan Mercedes, it is Alejandro Osuna after a huge night, 5 RBI night last night with a pair of extra base hits. He'll roam right field and lead things off. The second baseman, Caber Rodriguez, will bat second. Max Acosta will play shortstop and bat third. In the cleanup spot is the third baseman, Cody Freeman, followed by Abimelech Ortiz. He'll man the one bag. The designated hitter tonight for the Riders, Aaron Zavala, bat sixth, followed by Hazel Cepeda in left field. The catcher tonight for Emiliano Teodo, Cooper Johnson, He'll bat eighth, and rounding things out for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders, it's the center fielder Daniel Mateo. Again for the Riders, Osuna, Rodriguez, Acosta, Freeman, Ortiz, Zavala, Cepeda, Johnson, and Mateo. Should be a great one, featuring the Rangers' number 14 prospect on the hill as he takes the mound just before the national anthem, Emiliano Teodo, in his Texas League leading 1.87 ERA. We're going to step aside for the national anthem when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley will rejoin us for First Pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for a night centered around one of the most popular children's television shows, Bluey, from the show Bluey, will be on hand for meet and greets throughout the game as the Rough Riders host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at 6.05 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for a chance to meet your favorite dog and enjoy a day for the young ones with kids-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Go!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a beautiful Saturday in North Texas, the Rough Riders finish out their six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers. Hi, everybody. Welcome into Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. The best team record rise in all of AA. The Rough Riders look for another series win here against the Mariners affiliate in Arkansas. Rough Riders have won back-to-back ball games, winning 7-6 on July 4th and then 8-2 last night. And tonight they turn to their best starter on the mound. It's Emiliano Teodo, whose 1.87 ERA is the best in the Texas League. Ben Williamson leads it off. Cole Young to follow, and then Harry Ford in the top third of this order for the Arkansas Travelers. And we are just about set for baseball here in Frisco. Emiliano Teodo, the right-hander out of the Dominican Republic, has been phenomenal all season long for Frisco. He makes his second start this season against Arkansas. He readies and brings in the first pitch to Williamson. It's up and inside. One ball and no strikes, and we're underway right on time at 7:05
in the PM here in Frisco. This season, the right-hander, 6'1", 165 pounds, 23 years old, has been great, the 1-0. And that's inside. It's two balls and no strikes. His first start against the Travelers, he went five innings, allowing just one run. It was unearned. He struck out three and walked one. 2-0 pitch. And that's up and inside. Three balls and no strikes on Williamson. Overall on the season, his number is 4-2 with a 1.87 ERA. If there's been one negative mark against Teodo, it's been his command. He readies from the stretch in the 3-0 pitch to Williamson. That's on the inside corner with a fastball for a strike at 97. And it's 3-1 on the third baseman. His strikeouts have been very numerous as of late. 82 strikeouts in 62 and two-thirds innings on the season. 3-1, swing and a miss on that good slider away. And it's three balls and two strikes to lead off the ballgame. Teodo has been a master at not allowing extra base hits this season as well. Opponents are slugging 241 against him. The pitch on the outside corner. Got him looking. A slider from Emiliano Teodo. And he works back from down to the count 3-0 to strike out Williamson. That's how we get this baby underway on this gorgeous Saturday. 91 degrees, our first pitch temperature. 96, the feels like, with 50% humidity on this sunny day. 10-mile-an-hour winds softly blowing out to left with 15-mile-an-hour gusts. So one out, base is clear. Here's Cole Wynn. The pitch. He shows bunt, takes a fastball at 98 outside. One ball and no strikes on Young, the shortstop, the number one prospect in the Mariners organization, who is 4-for-15 so far in this series with a couple doubles. Teodo looks in for his sign. And the right-hander has got it. He offers in the 1-0 pitch. It's at the bottom of the zone with a fastball for a strike at 1-1. The fastball from Teodo is a two-seamer. He'll throw it in the upper 90s, touching 102 this year. He readies from the stretch. And the 1-1. Flied out of play down the left side at 98. And it's one ball and two strikes. And Teodo goes with mostly the two-seam. He's occasionally this season thrown the four-seam to left-handers, but very, very rarely. Slider and a changeup round out his arsenal. He readies. 1-2. Grounded foul up the first base side. There's the changeup down and inside of the left-hander, and it's one ball and two strikes. The changeup is a pitch that he's still developing. Opponents are hitting 375 against the changeup this season. The slider, he's only allowed four hits on it all year. Opponents are hitting 051 against it. The pitch. Chopped foul up the first base side again. It's still one ball and two strikes on a slider, this time below the zone. And opponents on the two-seam are hitting 266. He's holding opponents to a batting average on the season of just 190. He readies from the stretch and brings in the 1-2. It's fouled away down the left side. It's one ball and two strikes. And we could spend all day telling you about the incredible statistics that Teodo has put up this season. First in the league in ERA, first in strikeout rate, first in swinging strike rate. The bottom line is he has been dominant this year. 1-2. Over the heart of the plate, strike three. Two strikeouts looking, both on the slider. Teodo back-to-back Ks. Two down, and here's Harry Ford. Well, that slider, just nasty. He snapped it off right over the heart of the plate. Well, Harry Ford bats now. He's 4-for-14 in this series. Two outs, bases clear, top of the first inning. And the offering in. It's at the bottom of the zone with the slider. It's 0-1. Defense behind Teodo today. It's Jesel Cepeda in left. Daniel Mateo in center. Alejandro Osuna in right. Cody Freeman mans third. Max Acosta, Cabo Rodriguez up the middle. And Abby Ortiz plays at first as the pitch is sent to center field. Right at Mateo, who started back, now jogs in, puts it away. Side retired. It's a 1-2-3, two strikeout first inning for Emiliano Teodo. And we move to the bottom of the first. Ryder is coming to the plate against Juan Mercedes when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Alejandro Osuna stands in for the left side to start us off. It's Juan Mercedes on the mound for the Arkansas Travelers in this scoreless bottom of the first. Alejandro Osuna has certainly had a flair for the dramatic in the first inning. Let's see what he has in store today. First pitch. And that's on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. This season so far, in just six games with the Rough Riders, Osuna hitting .321, and he had a phenomenal day yesterday. In the first inning this season, he's 4-for-7 with Frisco. The pick, he takes below the zone, and it's 1-1-1. And out of those four hits, he's hit 3 doubles in the first inning. He's done a really nice job setting the table so far. Native of the state of Sinaloa in Mexico. 1-1 offering from Mercedes. That one's flying down into left field. And Harry Ford over his first chance, and he makes the catch, making his first start, and he gives a fist pump in the air. Well, Harry Ford making his first ever start in left field. And the first ball hit goes right to him. He puts it away. The number two prospect in the Mariners organization flashing a smile. He's been working out over there, just making his first start in the game.
And that's how the baseball gods work. If you make an error, that next ball's going to find you. For him, it wasn't an error, but, you know, maybe feeling some jitters. Now he'll settle in out there.
Here's Caper Rodriguez now. And the first pitch. That's over the outside corner of strike. It's 0-1 on the Riders' second baseman. So Harry Ford is out in left. Blake Rambusch in center. Alberto Rodriguez in right field today. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Caper. He swings, puts it off the end of the bat, shallow center field. Rambusch coming in. He slides, and he dropped it. Rodriguez heading to second as that ball's hanging out in no man's land, and he's in there easily. A double for Caper Rodriguez. He's aboard at second base with one out on a shallow fly ball. Rambusch thought he had short-hopped it into his glove. He was holding it up in the air and then didn't know where it went. He kicked it forward in front of him, and that allowed Rodriguez to get into second. So now Max Acosta stands in for the Riders. Runner at second, just one out, and this is where you want Acosta to come up. He's batting .358 with runners in scoring position this year. It's top 10 in the Texas League. No score, bottom one. Mercedes working from the first base side of the rubber. The right-hander has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And he lifts the leg, pitches. Swing and a miss. Acosta comes up empty on the pitch off the outside corner. Mercedes, the 24-year-old in his second season here with Arkansas, making his third career start against the Rough Riders. He sets at the chest, looks back to second, and delivers home the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a slider off the outside corner again. It's 0-2. On the season, he's 3-3 with a .285 ERA and 15 starts. Not a lot of strikeouts, but good command.
opponents hitting just 231 against him so far through his first 15 starts. 0-2. That misses outside. And it's one ball and two strikes on the Riders' shortstop. No score, bottom one. Two starts against the Rough Riders, they went very differently. He went five innings earlier this year, allowing three earned. Gave up a homer to Freiner Chavez, who's not in the lineup today. 1-2. That's low and outside. We're horizoned at two balls and two strikes. And then in his first start last year, he allowed six runs in just an inning and a third against Frisco. Gave up a homer to Trevor Hover in that game. He readies here and brings in the 2-2 pitch. Fouled off to the right side on a line. And it's one ball. Make it two balls and two strikes still on Acosta. So in grand total, he's given up 9 earned runs to the Riders in two starts spanning 6 1/3 innings. Right-hander readies. 2-2. Low and away. Missing with a breaking ball. Three balls and two strikes. Acosta batting 249 on this season. Here's the stretch by the right-hander and the payoff pitch. In the air down the right side, he hooked it foul. Still three balls and two strikes. Mercedes coming off a start in which he went five innings against the Springfield Cardinals last Sunday. He allowed two runs, striking out three and walking two. No decision for the right-hander. Payoff in. There's a high pop-up, and that's hooked foul to the left side this time. It's still three balls and two strikes on Acosta. This will be the ninth pitch up coming to him. Overall, in the month of June, he went 2-1 with a 2.62 ERA, his best month of the season so far. Looks back to second, rocks home. Breaking ball, hard grounder up the middle. Young's got it, though, to his left. The shortstop throws high onto first and just got back down on it. Ben Ramirez went skyward, and the first baseman made the catch and came back down on the bag. So Acosta is out, and Caber Rodriguez had to stay at second because Young was going to his left, right in front of him at short to field the ball. Cody Freeman now. Two outs, runner at second base, and here's Cody Freeman. Freeman is 5-for-19 in the series, and the first pitch rides up and in. It's 1-0, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Mercedes with a wide array of pitches. Two different fastballs of the four-seam and the sinker. Also throws a cutter, slider, changeup. He's ready from the stretch and the 1-0 pitch on the way. That one fits on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. You heard the voice of Trevor Matthews there, our home plate umpire. Sean Sparling, the crew chief, up the first baseline, and Nate Diedrich, our third base umpire, currently stationed in the middle of the field. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew. 1-1. That's low and outside. Two balls and one strike to Freeman. Cody had a multi-hit affair yesterday. 2-for-4, a double and a single. The offering in. He swings and flies this one well out to left field. Ford going back, looking. It's out of here. Cody Freeman has hit double digits, his 10th home run of the season. Riders lead 2-0 in the first inning. Barely missed a home run yesterday. Comes back with a two-run jack here in the first after hitting it off the wall in yesterday's ball game on that double. 99 off the bat, 399 feet out to left field. Cody Freeman attacking one Mercedes on a hanging breaking ball. Getting well out of here off the facing of the peak porch in left. Here's Abby. And the first offering to him. He takes one over the heart of the plate for a strike on the inside edge. Oh and one. Mercedes steals home. That one's hit well into center field. Rambush back a couple steps. Wynn carrying it, still back, and he leaps up, makes the catch of the track. Side retired, but the Riders do some damage. Two-run homer by Cody Freeman. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We go top two. Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Riders on top, 2-0, thanks to a Cody Freeman two-run homer in the bottom of the first, and we go to the top half of the second. Emiliano Teodo, after a two-strikeout, 1-2-3 inning, back out on the hill. Alberto Rodriguez, Brock Rodden, and Hogan Windisch, the 3-2 up in the second against it, middle third of the order. Teodo tossed 15 pitches in that first. Left-handed batter to start it. Teodo has his sign. He's ready from the stretch and fires home. That's on the outside corner with a fastball for a strike at 96. It's 0-1. Cooper Johnson doing the catching today for Teodo, and that's the norm recently. The pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-2. That time with a changeup. Teodo making his 14th start today. Johnson has caught him in 11 of his 14 starts. 0-2. That's down and in, missing with a change. One ball and two strikes. When these two combined, the Riders are 8-2 in the 10 games. Teodo with a 2-1-2 ERA. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider down and in. Teodo with his third strikeout. One out for Brock Rodden. He makes quick work of Rodriguez. Teodo continues to dominate with that slider. It has been such a deadly pitch, and there are many stats we could give you to kind of put it all in context. Here's the first pitch to Rodden. That's up and away with a fastball at 98. It's 1-0. Of course, it would not nearly be as dominant as it is if it weren't for that fastball that he has that works really well off of it. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. There's a fly ball hit well out to left field, pushing Cepeda back. He's just shy of the warning track. He makes the catch. Two away. Hogan Windisch now the DH. 2-0 Riders, top of the second. Overall this season, Teodo is getting swings and misses on 39% of his pitches this year. Just to put that in perspective, that would put him at number one in Major League Baseball in that category. The offering is low and outside. It's 1-0. That's when an opponent swings, they miss 39% of the time. Jack Flaherty leads among starters in Major League Baseball at 34%. Here's the 1-0. That's on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. He's getting around 44% chase on his slider. That's just about the same that Corbin Burns does at the major league level. This one is rifled out to right center field, right at Ozuna. He's there. He puts away at the chest. Side retired in the second. 1-2-3 inning again for Teodo. Six up, six down. 2-0 Riders to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The home half of the second inning. It's 2-0. Rough Riders lead it on the back of a two-run home run by Cody Freeman. Aaron Zavala starts it against Juan Mercedes. And the first offering in. It's on the upper edge outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Zavala, designated hitter today for the Riders. 3-for-12 in the series with the three RBIs in the set. Mercedes readies from the stretch in the 0-1. That's on the inside corner, a strike. It's 0-2. He calls time and steps out. It's been a tough go for Zavala, looking for consistency over long periods of time. 0-for-3 yesterday with a sac fly. It was the first time that he didn't reach in his last 11 games. 0-2. Swinging a foul back in Anchia's glove, strike 3. Now Mercedes has his first strikeout, and there's one away in the second. Esau Cepeda bats now. Cepeda actually has the best batting average on the Rough Riders against Arkansas this season. He's 6-for-16 on the year, a 375 mark. Pitch home. That misses away, and it's one ball and no strikes. And just really good to see Cepeda back in the lineup after a spot on the dev list over the last couple of weeks. Mercedes steals home. It's low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. For those who don't know, the development list is something that was created a couple of years ago that essentially makes it so organizations can put players on there if they want them to work on specific things. And they can stay with the team or go back to spring training. The pitch. This is at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-1. So Cepeda stayed here with the club and working on some things at the plate, and he came out firing on the first pitch, doubling to left field yesterday. The offering home. He swings and hits it high down the left field line and shallow. Young going back to shortstop. Foul ground. Williamson slides, and it's just out of his reach. Third baseman couldn't quite make the catch. Good effort. Two balls and two strikes. Cepeda also nearly missed a homer, flying out to the warning track and left later in the game. Effort by Williamson sliding at the warning track. Two balls and two strikes on Cepeda. A lot of the Riders coaching staff very happy with the strides that Cepeda made when he was on the development list and excited to see him back. Mercedes ready in the 2-2 pitch on the way. Fouled back. Still 2-2 with the bases clear and one out in this bottom of the second inning. Riders getting two runs early on against Mercedes, and the offense has been much better over the last couple games than it was down in North Little Rock, Arkansas. 2-2. Breaking ball hammered out to left center field. Ford going back. He's at the warning track. Outfielders converge, and Rambusch jumps up and makes the catch of the wall. Wow, what a play. Blake Rambusch robbing Hazel Cepeda in left center field on a phenomenal catch at the wall. Right in front of the LED boards in left center field, Cepeda nearly missing a home run for the third time in the last 2 days. And Rambusch not quite robbing him of a home run, but robbing him of extra bases on a fantastic play. So two outs, here's Cooper Johnson. The pick. He swings and drives it high and deep down the left field line, and it is gone. Cooper Johnson, his seventh home run, and the Riders are out in front 3-0. Well, that ball was destroyed down the left field line, 418 feet. 105 miles an hour off the bat over the in-touch home run terrace. And it's a homer party early on for Frisco. Got a pitch on the inside corner, the fastball, and he did not miss it, ambushing that first offering. The Riders with a couple homers early. And here's Daniel Mateo. He takes a first pitch breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Now Cooper Johnson and Cody Freeman both with homers. The pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. When Cooper Johnson hits him, they go a long way. His grand slam over the in-touch home run terrace, last homestand. Now this one. The offering in, swing and a miss. Mateo strikes out on a pitch off the outside edge, and the side is retired. A couple strikeouts for Mercedes, but another homer for the Riders. Cooper Johnson going large. It's 3-0 Frisco to the top of the third, where you'll hear Luke Mayling on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Join the Rough Riders for a night centered around one of the most popular children's television shows, Bluey, from the show Bluey. Will be on hand for meet and greets throughout the game as the Rough Riders host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at 6.05 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for a chance to meet your favorite dog and enjoy a day for the young ones with kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills she can't find, her parents
paid it. Emiliano retoes the rubber for the top of the third. Teodo has been excellent to this point, working a pair of scoreless and hitless frames against the Travelers with three punch-outs. His first offering to Ben Ramirez is called a strike. 0-1 on the left-handed hitting first baseman tonight. Ramirez in the series, 2-for-9 with three punch-outs. The right-hander kicks and fires. There's a foul ball back to the screen, and it's 0-2. All three of Teodo's strikeouts have come via that slider. That's his go-to out pitch, and he's got it working tonight. And an 0-2, we'll see if he goes back to it against the lefty. Teodo's pitch, swing, and this one tapped softly towards shortstop. Acosta charging, firing on the run in time for the first out of the third.
Just a dribbler out towards shortstop, and Acosta had to come charging in on the infield grass. Was able to pick it up and throw on the run in time for one away. Jake Anchia, the catcher, gets his first look at Emiliano Teodo tonight. Anchia in his fourth season with the Travelers. Right-hander kicks and fires, and the righty takes, called strike, 97 middle-middle with the fastball. Anchia also 2-for-9 in the series. He's been called out on strikes on four occasions. Right-hander kicks and fires. Just missed the outer edge, 99 that time from Teodo with that two-seam fastball. For Anchia, it's been a power surge as of late. Out of his last 20 hits, 12 of them have been for extra bases. The 1-1 to the righty. He taps it on the ground. Left side. Cody Freeman, the third baseman, has it chest high. A high throw over to Ortiz. And a pair of ground outs for Teodo. And there's two gone in the frame. Blake Rambusch at the bottom of the card has hit in two straight here in this series. Picked up an eighth inning single last night after grounding out to Freeman at third base and flying out to right in his first two trips. Top of the order looming here against Teodo, and Rambusch squares to bunt. He pulls back. They appeal to first base, and Sean Sparling, the crew chief, says he didn't offer it. Rambusch, a native of nearby Austin, Texas, played his college ball at Grayson College as he watches that slider just below the zone, a ball and a strike. Or check that, two balls and no strikes, as he didn't offer on the bunt attempt. Rambusch in the driver's seat. Teodo set at the belt. High leg kick, the pitch home, and the slider runs down and away. Rambusch in control. Three balls to no strikes. It's been eight up, eight down for the Travelers offense against the Rangers' number 14 prospect. High leg kick, the pitch home, and it ran inside. 97 with the fastball. And there's the first base runner against Teodo tonight. It comes on a four-pitch walk to the bottom of the card in Blake Rambusch. Here's Ben Williamson for the second time through against the Rough Riders righty. Williamson has had himself a pretty solid series. Struck out looking his first time up to open this ball game against Teodo, but overall in the series, playing in his sixth game, is 5-for-19. Right-hander looks to first, fires a strike to Ortiz, but no tag to be made, as Rambusch read it well, dove back in safely. Right-handed hitting third baseman awaits the opening pitch. The pitch home as Rambusch started. A slider called a strike at the bottom third of the zone. And Williamson had a hot start to the series. Those five hits. As here comes the offering. This one grounded back up the middle, and it's off the second base bag into left center field. Rambusch making the turn. He'll trot into third base standing up. And the Travelers have him cornered with two gone here in the top of the third. Would have been a tough play for Max Acosta to make, but he certainly had a shot at it as we watched the replay. It was headed towards center field. Likely would have been a base hit anyway. But likely would have kept Rambusch there at second base instead of he makes the turn and goes to third. As a result of the ball banging off the second base bag and caroming into left center field. There's the first hit against Teodo. Here's Cole Young, the Mariners' top prospect. He watches a changeup down and away.
Nobody in the league has been better than Emiliano Teodo at stranding base runners this season. 84% of the base runners that get aboard are left aboard against him.
He's been magnificent. Pitch home, and it runs outside. Two balls and no strikes now. Miss with the two-seam fastball.
If you're wondering, 70% is league average, so high, high above league average.
He has been tremendous at getting out of jams. A lot of those coming courtesy of some of those walks. He hasn't been hit around too much. Here's the 2-0 to Young. Called a strike. There's the slider over the heart of the plate. Was tank all the way for the left-handed hitting Young. Young struck out looking his first trip against Teodo. Pair will be teammates in a couple of weeks in the MLB All-Star Futures game. Pitch home. This one tapped on the ground right at the second baseman, Rodriguez. He vacuums it in and fires to Ortiz at first. Inning over, so once again, Emiliano Teodo works out of a jam. The first base runner reached, and Blake Rambusch with a walk, followed by a Ben Williamson hit, but they're both stranded. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and two stranded for the Travelers. We head to the bottom of the third. Riders out in front, 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
It's Alejandro Osuna at the top of the card to lead things off here in the bottom of the third. He watches a called strike from Juan Mercedes. The Riders have a pair of home runs, three total hits, two of those homers, all for extra bases against Mercedes through their first two trips. Here's the 0-1, and this one smacked to deep left field, chasing Ford back, and it is off the wall. That deflects into left center field. Osuna ranging into second base. He's got himself another extra base hit. Oh, baby. Alejandro Osuna, he continues to do it, playing in his seventh game with the Rough Riders. He now has seven extra base hits, four doubles, a triple, and a homer. This dude just continues to smack the baseball around the yard. He shoots it the other way. It's a leadoff double. Open the bottom of the third. The Riders now four hits, all of them for extra bases against the right-hander. Here's Keber Rodriguez, who doubled his last time and came around to score on Cody Freeman's two-run blast. Pitch home, misses outside.
After that double, Osuna is now slugging .667 with the Riders through seven great games.
Unheard of. He stands at second base with nobody out. Rodriguez from the right side, facing the righty in Mercedes, and a wave and a miss at an elevated pitch. Ball and a strike on Keber Rodriguez. Rodriguez had a bit of a cold streak throughout this series, entering tonight just 1-for-15 across the last four games he's played in, all in this series. But back on the right track after doubling his first trip, as he watches just off the plate, 2-1. Maximo Acosta behind him, followed by Cody Freeman. Right-hander set at the chest. Short to the plate. Here's a chopper left side. The third baseman, Williamson, looks to second and then goes to first for the out. And Keber Rodriguez bounces out to third to become the first out of this bottom of the third. Riders out in front, 3-0, and they have another runner in scoring position. A pair of doubles and two homers for them tonight. Max Acosta grounded out to the shortstop, and Cole Young, his first trip against Mercedes. Acosta 3-for-16 in the series. He's been really good when batting third in this lineup for the Riders, as he fouls one back this way, just beneath us. 0-1. Entering tonight was hitting an even 500 in the three spot in the lineup. Now 4-for-9 as the three-hole hitter for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders. Mercedes from the stretch. Short kick to the plate, and this one popped up on the infield. Left side, it's Williamson, the third baseman, traveling into foul territory, and he reaches up to make the grab. Two gone. After the leadoff double, it's been a pair of outs on the left side. One on the ground by Caber Rodriguez. That one in foul territory on a pop-out that Williamson was able to corral. Here's Cody Freeman, who homered his last time up, his 10th of the season. His 10 homers lead the Rough Riders. Now Osuna, who stands at second base, also has 10 homers, but last night his two-run homer to right center field marked the first of his double-A career. 9 of those coming at High A Hickory earlier this year. A pitch home, and Freeman takes well outside for ball one. Cody Freeman snapped a 9-game hitting streak in game one of this series on the road at Dickey Stevens Park. That was on Monday. He's since hit in 4 consecutive, and after his home run, now it's 5 consecutive games. It's been a hit machine. The pitch home is smacked into left field. Ford has a chance to play it. He's right in front of the track and carries onto it to make the grab. And the Riders unable to take advantage of the leadoff double by Alejandro Osuna. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded. We've played 3 from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. We're to the top of the 4th. Riders out in front, 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Harry Ford made himself a nice grab in left field, making his debut this year out in left field. Now he comes up to the plate to face Teodo for the second time. And he watches the first pitch, a slider on the inner third, called a strike on the right-handed hitting left fielder. For the number 2 prospect in the Mariners organization, the number 24 overall by MLB Pipeline. The pitch home. He started the swing, but able to hold it up on a pitch that missed just a bit inside. Teodo with the glove pinned to his left thigh. Now comes set. He's ready to go. High leg kick, the 1-1. Just missed the slider. Hung a bit inside on the right-handed hitter. Ford flew out to center field his last time up. Daniel Mateo was there to make the grab. The 2-1 on its way. Swing and a miss. 96 down and in. And Teodo pulls even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ford has played in all 6 games in this series. seen him behind the plate, his natural position, also as the designated hitter, and then tonight, making his debut in left field. He's 4-for-15 against the Riders here in this six-game set. Check swing, and that one flared towards first base. Ortiz there to make an underhand grab. It was hit into no man's land. Teodo jumped off the hill, and he was headed out to try to make a play, as well as Keber Rodriguez, the second baseman, and the first baseman, Abimelech Ortiz, who made the grab. But there was nobody there at first base. If that ball was able to find the grass on the infield, it was most certainly an infield hit. And, oh no, Emiliano Teodo must have tweaked something running for that ball. Neil Ori, the Rough Riders trainer, alongside manager Carlos Cardoza, and now the pitching coach, John Goble, out to check on the right-hander. That's not a good sign.
No, he had to narrowly avoid Ortiz as they were both going for that ball. Ortiz caught it at the last moment, and then he had to kind of almost change direction quickly to get out of the way. He's pointing down at his left foot or left leg.
Yeah, that's no good. Hopefully everything's okay. Carlos Cardoza's going to leave the mound. There is some stretching now in the Riders' pen. Everybody hopping up, trying to get loose, just in case Teodo isn't able to continue. He's going to get himself a few warm-up pitches with his battery mate and Cooper Johnson. Rough Riders infield gathered on the back of the mound behind Teodo, alongside Riders trainer Neil Ori. First pitch would have been a strike. Teodo gives him the thumbs up. He's going to stick in there.
I think as soon as Carlos left the mound, you knew it was going to be all right.
I think you're exactly right. For Teodo, he's a fierce competitor. He doesn't take any given out lightly. And here in the fourth inning, he'd like to continue. He's off to a great start. Just one hit, two base runners allowed. Through 3 1/3. He kicks and delivers. Rodriguez waves and misses, and a slider down and into the lefty. Boy, that slider is filthy. Rodriguez enjoyed a day off last night, playing in his 5th out of 6. And he watches a called strike at the bottom of the zone. There's that changeup, 90 miles an hour. Rodriguez, the right fielder, bats from the left side. Finds himself behind, nothing and two. The pitch home, just missed downstairs, again with the slider. Rodriguez struck out on that slider his last time up. He's the last to strike out against Teodo, who had 3 through the first 4 batters and none since, but he's back on track. Strikeout number 4, and Rodriguez is down on strikes for the second time. Went to the changeup at the bottom of the zone to pick up that strikeout. Out of his 4 strikeouts, 1 on the changeup now, 3 on the slider. Here's Brock Rodden, who flew out to deep left his last time up. Aysel Cepeda was able to make the grab. He homered last night to right field. His second homer at the AA level. As he watches a called strike on the outer edge with that slider. 2 away here. The Riders out in front 3-0 in the top of the 4th inning. Teodo has held the Travelers offense to just 1 hit. He rocks and delivers, wave and a miss, way out in front on that slider, or rather the changeup.
That might be his best changeup yet.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. Got him to chase a pitch a couple balls beneath the strike zone. And it's nothing and two. Pull side shift on for the lefty. Here's the 0-2, and it misses downstairs. Went back to the changeup. Ball and 2 strikes on the left-handed hitting Brock Rodden, who played his college ball at Wichita State. The 1-2. Johnson held it, but it just missed outside. Good slider. Couldn't get Rodden to bite. Didn't get the call from Trevor Matthews behind the plate. And it's 2's wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away here in the top of the 4th. Teodo, a deep breath. He's ready to go. Swing and a miss. Back to the slider. And it's back-to-back K's. Number 4 and number 5 for Teodo, and it gets him through four scoreless frames. No runs on no hits, no errors, nobody stranded. We ended the last of the fourth inning. It's the Rough Riders out in front, 3-0. The Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Juan Mercedes back on the rubber to face the Riders here in the bottom of the fourth. The Riders, three runs on four hits. All four of those hits have been for extra bases against the Travelers Riding, who's just a few pitches above 40. Likely to hit 50 here in this frame. Here's Abby Ortiz in the first offering. A big rip, but he came up empty on a pitch at the top of the zone. Abby Ortiz had himself a pretty solid day yesterday. Thought he had a triple early in the game, but it ended up being reverted to a single as he takes a called strike. Nothing in two. Max Acosta missed the bag, trying to score on that triple, and by rule, Ortiz can't advance past first base, so it was nothing more than a single, but he reached in all four trips yesterday. A pair of singles, two walks. He also scored three runs. The 0-2 for Mercedes. Taken a fastball at 94. Missed a bit upstairs. Ortiz 2-for-8 in the series, but the number that really jumps out at you is four walks taken. There was a stretch there where Ortiz went nearly a month without working a walk, and he's become more patient at the plate, and it's led to some hits. The 1-2. Ripped down the right field line and twisting foul into the seats. Ortiz playing in his fourth game here in the series. Flew out his first time against Mercedes. Now has to protect. The 1-2. Chopped on the ground towards the second baseman, Rodney. Gets a high hop, shoulder high, and delivers a strike over to first base. One away. Riders out in front, 3-0. They're early in this one. They got two in the bottom of the first on Cody Freeman's two-run homer. And then in the second, added a run on a two-out blast by Cooper Johnson, his seventh of the year. Here's Aaron Zavala, who's one of two strikeouts for the Arkansas right-hander. The offering home, a wave and a miss. Nothing in one on the left-handed hitting designated hitter tonight. Zavala is 3-for-13 now in the series across five games. The pitch home taken upstairs, a fastball that missed the zone. Even at a ball and a strike. Zavala's also been a bit more patient at the plate as of late. Early in the year, he was atop the walks list in the Texas League. The 1-1. Called a strike, just caught the inside corner at the bottom of the zone. A fastball at 94. And Zavala asks for time. He's granted it by Trevor Matthews. He'll adjust the batting gloves and get back in the box with a 1-2 count. Zavala has worked three walks in this series. He's also struck out now six times. And that's been an issue for him over the course of the year, but he's been able to minimize it as of late. The 1-2. Foul back to the screen, off to the left of home plate. Near Hazel Cepeda, who stands on deck, is the third to come to bat for the Riders in the fourth. Mercedes has his sign. Another 1-2. Right-hander lifts. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball tagged into center field, hanging up for Rambush, who takes a couple of steps backwards in a backpedal and is there to make the grab. The ball hit it hard, 96 off the bat, but dead center field, 350 feet. And he becomes out number two. There's Hazel Cepeda, who has put together some tremendous at-bats here in his first two games back from the development list. After nearly a week off, had himself a hit last night, a pitch home, and he pops it up right side into shallow right center field. It's the second baseman, Rodden, there to make the grab just above his left shoulder. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Juan Mercedes, his first in order against the Rough Riders. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We've played four from Riders Field. We head to the top of the fifth, Riders in front, 3-0. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the play-by-play of the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Emiliano Teono back to the mound in the fifth inning with five strikeouts through four shutout innings, allowing just one hit. He faces the designated hitter, Hogan Windisch. First pitch, check swing and a miss on the slider low and outside. It's 0-1. That slider continues to be devastating. Windisch lined out to right field his first trip. Teono readies, he brings it. That's low and outside. It's 1-1. Teono continued its dominance early on in the ballgame today. He still has only allowed one run through the first two innings of the game. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Only two hits allowed in the second inning all season. He's just been fantastic, and he's been fantastic here at home as well for the Rough Riders. In six starts here at home, a 1.41 ERA. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. Teono with his sixth strikeout. One away, and here's Ben Ramirez. Well, the strikeouts have really been coming at a higher rate over his last few starts. In his last four starts, he struck out 36 in 19 innings. He readies and fires. And Ramirez bunts it up the third base line. It's foul, 0-1. Sinker low and away. The high strikeout rate, of course, comes with a little bit of a caveat that usually the pitch count is a little bit more elevated when he isn't as giving up as many balls in play. But he's still been able to go deep in some ball games. He went six innings in his last start against Corpus with 10 strikeouts, surrendering just one unearned run. In his last two starts at home coming into this one, 21 strikeouts in 11 innings combined, surrendering just that one unearned frame, or unearned tally, I should say. Left-handed batter, he deals. There's a fly ball out to left field. Cepeda stops right in his tracks. He takes two small steps to his left and makes the catch. Two outs and a fly ball out to left field. Six strikeouts for Teodo with two down here in the fifth. And Jake Anchia stands in. He's still in very good shape with that pitch count at 61 pitches. Here's Jake Anchia. Teodo will be participating in the Futures game next weekend, so he might not make a start for the Rough Riders. Here's the offering in. That's just below the zone. It's one ball and no strikes if he wants to pitch in that Futures game. And obviously it's fantastic for both he and Winston Santos to go to the Futures game, but the tough thing is the Rough Riders lose two of their big starters over the weekend next week. The pitch. That's inside. It's two balls and no strikes when they take on Northwest Arkansas, the Royals affiliate, next week. Big congratulations to Teodo and Santos. 2-0 pitch. Spears the outside corner. Fastball for a strike. It's 2-1. Pull side shift on the infield against Anchia. Riders lead it 3-0 near the top of the fifth inning. Offering in. Swing and a miss. Down low and inside with the slider. Two balls and two strikes. A chance for a seventh K here through five innings on Anchia, who grounded out to third his last time up in the third inning. Offering home. Fouled back this way and just short of us. Still two balls and two strikes. Teodo's season high for pitches, 84. Came back in his last start in May. Bring his 67th pitch home here. There it comes. And it's fouled off Johnson at the plate. Still two balls and two strikes. And I think that got him in the tough-to-stomach spot. Hopefully he's all right. Three nothing Riders, top of the fifth inning. 2-2 on Anchia, the fellow catcher who knows that unwanted feeling so much very well. The pitch, that one's fouled back up over the netting, and it's still two balls and two strikes. So fellow catcher giving him a little bit more time, I'm sure, at the plate. Still two balls and two strikes. This will be the eighth pitch upcoming to him. Teodo brings it. Swinging a line drive on a broken bat out to shallow left. Cepeda can't get there. It lands in. It's only the second hit that Teodo has given up today. Two out base runner, and here's Blake Rambusch in the nine spot. Ben Williamson, the only other hit today, had hit the second base bag. And that one, a very soft fly ball into left field. That's the second straight game he's allowed a hit on the slider on a broken bat. He's allowed just five hits on the slider all season now. Opponents hitting 0-51 against it coming into today. The pitch to Rambusch just rides inside at 97, 1-0. We've seen him as high as 98 miles an hour with the heater today. Rambusch drew a four-pitch walk in the third. 1-0. Fastball. Strike on the outside corner at the knees. That one 98. And it's one ball and one strike. Right-handers and left-handers have been pretty much the same against Teodo this season. 190 versus 189. 1-1. And that clips the lower edge inside corner with the slider. One ball and two strikes on Teodo. Or from Teodo to Rambusch. Trying to make his way out of this fifth inning. He brings it in. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Emiliano Teodo with seven strikeouts through five innings of shutout baseball. No runs a hit, no errors, and one runner left on. Bottom five next. Riders lead the Travelers 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Out of the home half of the fifth inning, it's Cooper Johnson to lead it off. Rough Riders leading 3-0. Juan Mercedes has thrown back-to-back scoreless against the Riders. And the last time he faced Cooper Johnson, it was the last man to lead the ballpark against him. Solo home run is seventh of the season back in the second inning. Down the left field line. Mercedes ready from the stretch, righty-righty. Johnson attacked the first pitch last time. The offering is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. In that last at-bat, got that first pitch fastball on the inner edge and hit it over the in-touch home run terrace, 418 feet. For Coop John, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider right on the outside edge, it's 0-2. Johnson, a career high every time he hits one. He adds onto it with his seventh shot. 0-2. Low and outside. One ball, two strikes. Such a good presence in the bottom of the order when he does catch. Doing a great job putting down the signs, especially today with Teodo. And providing slug at the plate. 1-2. That's low and outside. It's two balls and two strikes. And as you might imagine, with the career high in homers, his slugging percentage as high as it's ever been in the minor leagues. Came into today slugging 422, and that'll go up with a homer. 2-2. Breaking ball tagged in the air out to left field. Harry Ford coming in, and he's there to make the catch. Just caught it off the end of the bat. One away, and here's Daniel Mateo. Harry Ford flashing another smile, I should say, after making that catch. His first start out in left field or in any outfield position in his career. Mateo struck out on three pitches, chasing a slider away in the second. And the pitch home. That's on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. There's the stretch and the offering in. Breaking ball, strike two, top of the zone. No balls and two strikes in the Riders center fielder with Alejandro Osuna representing the top of the card on deck. Pitch home. He swings, pops it up, back behind home. The catcher and Chia off with a mask, and he makes the catch just shy of the warning track. So Mateo out number two. There's Alejandro Osuna now with the Riders leading 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Osuna doubled back in the third. He's one for two today. Osuna has been amazing so far with the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch and the offering in. That's up, and it's one ball and no strikes. A double his last time up. That's his seventh extra base hit, and now seven games in Frisco. Here's the left, or the right-hander's pitch home to the lefty. It's down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Osuna ahead in the count and trying to do some damage here with two outs in the fifth inning. Riders already leading 3-0. Mercedes kicks. That shot into right center field. Rodriguez cutting over. Can't get there. It's down into the alley. He's done it again. Osuna up to second. He's turning. He's thinking three. Rodden dropped the ball, and he's in there safely. Second triple in as many days for Osuna, and his second extra base hit today. He has eight extra base hits in seven games for the Rough Riders.
This is absurd. He continues to hit the ball well. Alejandro Osuna, have another day, man. Second extra base hit in this one, and Carlos Cardoza there was giving him the wave as the relay, the middle infielder there, the cutoff man, dropped the baseball. And Osuna was getting the wave, but it was too late. He was already starting his dive. You could have been looking at a little league homer right there.
Another triple for him. He tripled and homered yesterday. Fifth hit today for the Rough Riders. All of them have gone for extra bases. The Riders have done damage when they've had hits against Juan Mercedes. Two homers, two doubles, and a triple. Here's Caber Rodriguez. Caber, a double and a run scored in the first. He grounded out to third in the third inning. Runner at third, two down. And the pitch home. Fouled back off to our right side, and it's 0-1. Osuna, it's hard to bring a 667 slugging percentage up, but he's doing that. He has yet to draw a walk with the Rough Riders. The pitch. Rodriguez pops it up on the infield. Mercedes, the pitcher, under it, and he calls everyone off, and he dropped it! Osuna scores, and it's 4-0 Frisco. Wow. You rarely see the pitcher call everyone off there. It was in his glove, and as he tried to bring it down to his body, it fell out of his glove and onto the ground. And Rodriguez is safe at first on the error by the pitcher. Four nothing Rough Riders. Here's Max Acosta, the pitch. That's on the outside edge for a strike. It's 0-1. Drop pop up. Everything going the Rough Riders' way today. Here's the offering in. And that one sent in the air to center field. Rambush is under it. Coming in a couple steps, now the wind pushing it back. He makes the catch. Side retired, but the Riders score an unearned run on the drop pop-up by the pitcher Juan Mercedes, and they now lead it by a score of 4-0. Top of the sixth inning coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders leading it 4-0, and Emiliano Teodo is back out for his sixth inning of work. Top six, five hits for the Rough Riders, all for extra bases. Only two hits on the day, both harmless singles for the Travelers. Top of the order, Ben Williamson, first pitch. Slider on the inside corner, it's 0-1. Williamson is the beer batter tonight, so if he strikes out, there'll be drink specials. Here's the stretch from Teodo in the 0-1. It's low, and it's one ball and one strike, and pretty good guy to have on the hill if you want the beer batter to strike out. Teodo has whipped seven through five innings. He brings it home. Breaking ball fouled away to the right side. It's 1-2. Williamson has one of the two hits for the Travs today. He's singled into center field on a ground ball that hit the second base bag and caromed into left center. Teodo deals. Just low. Did not miss by much on the changeup, and it's two balls and two strikes. Teodo's at 77 pitches. His season high is 84. Hoping for three quick outs here in the sixth. 2-2. In the air down the right field line. Osuna racing in on a dead run. Now slows to a jog and makes the catch in fair territory just in front of the line. One down here in the sixth inning, much to the chagrin of the fans here hoping for the beer batter to strike out. He flies out, and here's Cole Young, who's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a ground out. Left-handed batter, Teodo readies. He brings it. That's up and away. Fastball at 97, 1-0. And action out in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. It's Reed Burlingmeyer who's loosening. The 1-0. That flutters across the outside corner on an 88-mile-an-hour slider, and it's 1-1. 4-0 Riders, top of the sixth. Teodo brings it home. Swinging a soft ground ball up the first baseline. Ortiz has got it. He takes it to the back himself, two away. And 81 pitches. We'll see what the call is. If they want him to keep going and try to get the quality start, or if they'll make the move to the bullpen. Carlos Cardoza talking with John Goble, the Riders' manager and pitching coach, in the dugout, and he stays right there at the second step. So Teodo's going to pitch to Harry Ford here with two down in the sixth inning. Riders a 4-0 lead. Harry Ford 0 for 2 today, and Cooper Johnson walks out from behind home plate, and he'll go have a chat. Gabriel Rodriguez jogging in as well from second base. Maybe giving Burlingmeyer a little extra time, and of course going over the scouting report on Harry. Ford is flying out to center and popped out to first in his two trips. Teodo and Johnson smiling and as Johnson exited the mound. To get a smile out of Cooper Johnson mid-game, that takes us something extra special. That guy is very locked in when it comes to game day. Two outs, and here's Harry Ford standing in from the right side. Base is clear. Theono deals home. Swing and a miss. First pitch slider 0-1. That one below the zone. Outfield playing just slightly to pole. Left side of the infield. A little bit swung around. And a pole for the right-handed batter as well. The 0-1. He yanked it outside. Missing on the changeup. One ball and one strike. Teodo has had a better time with that changeup to lefties today as opposed to righties. He brings in the 1-1. And that one misses away on the slider this time. It's two balls and one strike. Forward with high Black Sox. 2-1. Miss low and outside with a fastball. Three balls and one strike. Teodo's seven strikeouts give him at least seven in each of his last four, or make it five starts. 3-1. That one's at the bottom of the zone for a strike. With the slider, he's back in it at 3-2. A season-high 86 pitches for him. The next one will be his 87th. And the fans getting loud for it. Here's the stretch. The payoff pitch bounces in there. Ball four. Now Teodo walks forward, just the second batter he's walked today. Alberto Rodriguez, the left-handed batter, is due up next, and Carlos Cardoza emerges from the Riders' dugout. That's it for Emiliano Teodo. And Reed Burlingmeyer is due in for the Riders. Pitching change, 5 2/3 innings for Teodo in his start. He's going to get a good hand here. 4-0 Riders. We step aside for this in the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Reed Burlingmeyer on the mound for the Rough Riders here in the sixth inning. The 27-year-old taking over for the 23-year-old Emiliano Teodo. Went 5 2/3 innings, and he walked the final batter he faced here in the sixth. The quick pickoff throw over to first, not in time. Teodo leaves with responsibility on Ford still at first base. He struck out seven, walking two, and surrendering just two hits. Burlingmeyer deals home to Alberto Rodriguez. On the outside corner for a first pitch fastball, a strike. Burlingmeyer had the Lone Star spotlight of him play earlier today, a feature story on the video board. The 0-1. That's outside. It's one ball and one strike. And after, he got a round of applause from the bullpen guys and the guys in the dugout, and he doffed his cap. And everyone got to see that it was him. It's kind of cool to get those stories and then see those guys right there in person, too. 1-1. At the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2, and it's an extra little bit of excitement when you get to see them on the mound at that same time, and in this case, a couple innings after it was played. So cool to see Reed get up on the mound here and try to get through this sixth inning. Two outs. He deals in the 1-2 pitch on the way to Rodriguez. Foul back. Still one ball and two strikes as Ford bluffed down to second base but stomped on the brakes. Ford came in with 21 steals this season. He has not attempted a steal in this series yet. Play in the finale today. One, two. In the air down the left field line. Cepeda on a charge towards the line. He spears it out of the air, and the side is retired. So the book closes on Tayona with 5 2/3 shutout innings tonight. Burlemeyer gets the final out in the sixth. Bottom six next. Riders lead 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Well, perfect timing. Cody Freeman leads it off. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, it's Freeman, Ortiz, Zavala, middle third of the order against Juan Mercedes. Riders leading 4-0 in this bottom of the sixth inning. Freeman, right-handed batter. Two-run homer earlier today. In the first inning. First pitch. That's low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Freeman, a two-run shot. His 10th of the season. His career high is 15. And he's well within reach of that. 1-0. That's on the outside corner, a strike. And it's 1-1. The Riders enjoying what has been another great pitching performance. And just enough offense. The rarity is that Riders are enjoying a lot of power today as the offering is lined in the left center field, and it's down. And would you believe it? It's a single. Riders' sixth hit today and their first one-base hit today. All of them have been for extra bases before this one. Cody Freeman's got his second consecutive multi-hit day. Now, Bimelec Ortiz now. He's 0-2 today. Left-handed batter. Riders, two doubles, a triple, and two homers. Now a single. Offering home. It takes right down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ortiz has hit two balls hard today, flying out to the warning track in left center and grounding out to second at 101 miles an hour exit velocity. 0-1 pitch. One flutters across the inside corner, a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Ortiz enjoying a little bit of a power streak over the last few years or the last few games, and he's swinging the bat a lot better recently, kind of quietly as well. And yesterday went 2-for-2 with three runs scored. 0-2. He swings, grounds it hard up the middle right at Young, who's got it. The shortstop takes it to the second base bag for one, throws to first, and gets the double play. And there are two outs. Nice play by Cole Young. And that ball was hit hard at 103 miles an hour exit velocity. And because it was hit so hard, that's what allowed Young to have the time to sprint to the bag and turn two. Well, two up, two down. Here's Aaron Zavala. 4-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth inning. And the first pitch is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Fastball at the top of the zone. Acel Cepeda on deck for the Riders. The pitch. That's down and in. One ball and one strike. Mercedes has had some problems with a home run this season. That's now 11 that he's allowed this year, including the two today. He deals home. In the air, down the left field line. Ford a long run. Still going towards the line, and he makes the catch in foul territory and bumps softly into the wall. So he makes the catch to retire the side, and the Riders done in the sixth inning. No runs a hit, no errors a runner, nobody left on, I should say. We go to the top of the seventh. It's 4-0. Rough Riders out in front. And Luke Maley takes over on the mic when we return to the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, Riders out in front. And as Reed Burlingmeyer retakes the hill, we'll look at some trivia. We'd like to tie it into this day in baseball history. So today, July 6th, is Manny Machado's 32nd birthday. Zach, he debuted back in 2012 in the month of August. But since 2012, Manny Machado's 325 homers ranked 7th in Major League Baseball as the first pitch to Rodriguez is lined foul down the first base line. Or rather, not Rodriguez, Brock Rodden-Antonich. But, so those 325 homers for Machado ranked 7th in all of Major League Baseball over that span. So, Zach, we want to see today how many of the six ahead of him since 2012 in homers that you can name. 97 misses outside, and it's even at 1-1.
Okay, since 2012, Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge just misses the cut.
Really?
He's at 12.
I know he debuted in 2017, but still, that's surprising.
He hits a lot of homers. Here's the pitch home, swing and a miss.
Mike Trout, obviously.
Mike Trout is one with 373.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Stanton is two with 364. One and two, the count on the left-handed hitting Brock Rodden. Burlingmeyer, black glove to his chest, high leg kick, and he delivers, just missed outside. 98 that time from Reed.
Dark horse, Eugenio Suarez.
No Suarez.
Okay.
Let's see. He doesn't. 22 with 252.
Oh, that's not a good guess.
Still a ton of homers. 252. The pitch home is popped up in the air down the left field line. Cepeda giving chase, and he makes the grab just before crossing over into foul ground. There's one gone for Burlingmeier here in the seventh. We've cleared the top two.
Jorge Soler?
No Soler.
Okay.
Hogan Windisch digs in from the right side with one gone in the seventh. The first offering, a fastball at 96 on the inner third, called a strike.
Nolan Arenado
is 5 with 326.
Paul Goldschmidt?
Goldschmidt is one above him with 4, 343. The pitch home from Burlingmeier runs off the plate. There's a changeup. Even at 1-1. Just missing 2 from the top 6 in home runs since 2012. 1-1 misses downstairs. Went back to the same pitch. 2 balls and a strike.
Bryce Harper
is 6. 326 homers. So Machado's next homer could tie Bryce Harper. Righty kicks home, and it's fouled back to the screen. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the right-handed hitting DH tonight.
Are they still active, this player?
Let me check on that. I don't think so.
Is it Nelson Cruz?
It is Nelson Cruz. Is Nelson still playing?
He's not.
Pitch home, and there's a foul ball back into Johnson's mitt. And he's down on strikes. Windisch is the first strikeout for Burlingmeier tonight. When was Nelson Cruz last game?
Was it last year?
Yep. He had a tremendous career.
Backloaded career.
Certainly so. Led the league in homers with 40 in 2014. Here's Ben Ramirez from the left side. Burlingmeier kicks and fires. There's a called strike, 96 on the outer third. Cruz won 4 Silver Slugger Awards, 7-time All-Star, also won the ALCS MVP. Right-hander kicks and fires. Missed upstairs again with the heater.
There you go.
There you have it. There's the top 6. Pretty good job. Quick work from Zach Bigley. Reed Burlingmeier delivers down and away. Left-handed hitting Ramirez. 2 balls and a strike. Advantage goes to the first baseman. 2 away. Riders in front 4-0 here in the top of the seventh. Pitch home is laced into left field. That'll get down in front of Cepeda. A base hit. Third hit of the series for Ben Ramirez and his first tonight. 2-out base runner. The Travelers tonight have only picked up 3 hits, that being the third. They've only had a runner in scoring position for 1 at-bat tonight. Blake Rambusch walked against Teoto in the third, and then a base hit by Ben Williamson as the pitch home to Jake Anchia misses downstairs, 96 with a fastball. And that base hit by Williamson in the third pushed Rambusch to second base with 2 away, and Cole Young grounded out to Caber Rodriguez at second base. So tonight the Travelers just 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position. A 1-0 to the catcher, runs up and inside, 96 with a fastball again. 2 balls, no strikes. Ramirez at first base after the 2-out single. Burlingmeier readies, high leg kick, he comes home, wave and a miss. 95 at the bottom of the zone. And Anchia couldn't catch up to it. Burlingmeier leaning on his front leg, looks over to first, now comes set. He picks to first, back in safely on a dive goes Ben Ramirez. No runs on 3 hits, 1 error for the Arkansas Travelers here in the series finale. 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Riders in search of a series win here early into the second half as this one popped up right side into shallow right field. Osuna charging in, and he's there to retire the side. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded for the Travelers in the top of the seventh. We head to the last of the seventh inning. Riders due up out in front 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the seventh inning, it's the bottom of the order for the Riders, and Haysel Cepeda, Cooper Johnson, and Daniel Mateo do up in the frame. And they'll do it against a new arm on the hill. It's Luis Curvelo who comes in. Curvelo 4-0 on the year with a 2.95 ERA. This marking his 28th appearance. He has appeared in this series already. He pitched back in game one on Monday, working a pair of scoreless frames, giving up two hits and striking out one. That was in a win for the Riders. It took all the way to the 10th inning to see the game's first run. The Riders won it 2-0, scoring two in the top of the 10th, pitching a 10-inning shutout. They've got 7 innings of scoreless ball tonight, and Cepeda squares to bunt. He pulls back last second on a fastball up and in. It's ball one. Cepeda tonight is 0-for-2. He popped out his last time up, but put together a nice at-bat in his first trip. He flew out to deep left center field. He chops this one foul past Carlos Cardoza in the third base coach's box. Rough Riders have had an explosion of extra base hits tonight. 5 out of their 6 hits. Cepeda takes a called strike, 96 at the top of the zone. Cepeda will have to protect a ball and 2 strikes to open the frame against Curvelo. The pitch home runs well outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Riders out in front, 4-0. Right-hander, glove pinned to his left thigh. Now set, and he kicks. And Cepeda takes, again outside. And the count runs to full. Final line on Juan Mercedes. 6 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, only 3 of them earned. Allowing a pair of homers. The pitch home, called strike 3. Got him looking on the outer edge with a 96-mile-an-hour heater, and Cepeda strikes out for the first time tonight. There's one away. Mercedes also picked up a pair of strikeouts, didn't issue any walks, but 5 of the 6 hits he allowed were for extra bases, the final being by Cody Freeman, a single to lead off the 6th. Right-hander kicks and fires to Johnson. Misses outside, 97 that time. Here's Antoine Kelly is getting loose in the Riders' pen. Carvello's offering is popped up left side into shallow left field. Oncoming is Ford. Outgoing is Young, and it's over Young's glove. Johnson digging for second to throw is just offline. Cooper Johnson with a hustle double. Harry Ford was playing deep in left field. Cole Young, ranging back from shortstop, had a super difficult play to make. He got twisted around, and it dropped in just behind him.
And, of course, on a night like tonight, that turns into a double. Because why not another extra base?
That's exactly right. The sixth for the Riders tonight. And Cooper Johnson would likely tell you that's the one that's least earned tonight. But he'll take it.
He'll certainly take it.
Here's Daniel Mateo with one gone and Cooper Johnson standing at second base. The offering home, Mateo takes, called a strike on the inner third. Nothing in one. Top of the order looming to face Curbelo for the first time. Pitch home, wave and a miss. On a pitch at the bottom of the zone. Nothing in two. Mateo tonight, 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop out to the catcher. Curbelo set. He kicks and fires. The 0-2 misses downstairs. Blocked by Angia behind the plate. Curbelo in search of his second strikeout. The pitch is laced on the left side, past the diving Williamson. Johnson moving up to third. He gets the stop sign. And the Riders have him cornered with one away for the top of the order to Alejandro Osuna, who has provided extra base hits all night long, all series long. Back-to-back nights for him with at least two extra base hits. And a chance to do some more damage here. Mateo snaps an 0 for 12 in the series. With that single, he stands at first. Johnson at third base for the top of the car. Osuna doubled in the third inning, tripled and scored in the fifth. And he shoots this one foul to the left side, out of play. What an addition to this lineup Osuna's been, especially now in the absence of Kellen Strong, who's on the 7-day injured list, but expected to be back at the end of that 7 days. Left-hander awaits, the 0-1. Hit on the right side, that'll sneak into right, a base hit. Johnson down from third. Mateo trying to get to third. Osuna on his way to second. The throw is in time for out number two. But Osuna delivers another RBI hit. It's an RBI single. Out trying to stretch it at second base. And the Riders extend their lead. It's 5-0 Frisco. Another three-hit night for Alejandro Osuna. And that one has an RBI attached. Here's Caber Rodriguez with a chance with Mateo standing 90 feet away. Two gone, and Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager and third base coach, will trot across the diamond to talk with Sean Sparling, the crew chief of this umpire crew.
He's chalking obstruction. The second baseman, Brock Ronan, when he laid the tag down on Osuna, put his knee down in front of the base, which is now illegal. And I think he was able to move it before the slide came in, but that's exactly what Carlos is arguing right now.
Zach, I'd love to know right now what Kellen Strom is saying, because with Caber Rodriguez coming to the plate, a conversation earlier in the year, they were in the clubhouse watching a replay in which Bobby Witt was out trying to stretch a double as well. And Kellen Strom looked at Caber Rodriguez, who steps in right now, and said, "Caber, what do you say here?" And he kind of looked confused for a second. Then he said, "He obstructed me." There's a foul ball back our way. It'll drop just below us, 0-1. Caber is a tremendous personality, an all-time guy. You saw him yesterday handing out water left and right on his off day.
He's great.
He's been awesome. He's reached two times tonight as he takes inside. Fastball at 97, had to hop out of the way of it, even at 1-1. Caper doubled his first time up and came around to score the first run of the game for the Riders on Cody Freeman's two-run homer. Has since grounded out to third base and reached on an error. He shoots this one to the right side. That'll sneak into right center. Mateo down from third. It's a two-run inning for the Riders. It's 6-0 Frisco. RBI single for Caber Rodriguez, his second hit of the night. Sixth RBI on the year for Caber. And he picks up another two-out RBI. Here's Max Acosta looking for his first hit today. He's 0 for 3. He takes the first offering and a balk called on Curvelo. That'll move Caber into scoring position. He trots to second base. Didn't exactly see what Curvelo did. But a quick ball call from Trevor Matthews out from behind home plate. The pitch to Acosta is cut on and missed. Rodriguez at second base after the ball. Acosta batting here in the seventh. Curvelo's pitch home runs downstairs. Even at 1-1. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Chance to drive in a run. The pitch. Missed down and away. Now he's in the driver's seat. Two balls in a strike. Rough Riders offense with three singles in this inning. They've hit four in a row. Double and then three singles. As this one's laced into center field, that's down a hit. Rodriguez getting the wave to the plate. He'll score easily. It's five straight hits for the Riders, and they've scratched across three here in the seventh. They lead it 7-0 over the Travelers. Max Acosta's RBI single. And here's Cody Freeman. Got himself another multi-hit affair. He's hit in five straight. He's homered and singled in this one. Two for three. Curvelo offers. First pitch breaking ball called a strike over the heart of the plate. Now the board's here at Riders Field reading Cody Freeman, question mark? More like Cody Freedom. Here at Stars and Stripes weekend, the final day of this series. Ready, kicks and delivers. This one fouled back out of play. Freeman behind, nothing and two on the right-hander. Curvelo looking to get out of the inning. 0-2 the count. The pitch home. Shot the other way. A sliding effort by Ramirez at first base. That'll end the frame. But the Riders go on a run spree. Three runs on five consecutive hits. No errors and one stranded in the seventh. We turn the card to the top of the eighth inning. The Riders out in front 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. On my demo.
Top of the eighth inning, Riders out in front 7-0 over the Travelers in search of a series win here tonight. They have a 3-2 lead in this series, and they've got a 7-0 advantage. The left-hander, it's the return of Antoine Kelly. Started the season with AAA Round Rock, a former Rough Rider. Left-hander attacks with a four-seam slider changeup mix, and he gets Blake Rambush at the bottom of the car to open this eighth. His first offering is shot down the first base line, a fair ball. Extra bases for Blake Rambush, and Osuna played it to deflect off that wall. He's now headed for third. He's in with a stand-up triple on the first pitch against Antoine Kelly. Rambush wasting no time, picking up his third hit of the series, his first tonight. It's the first extra base hit for the Travelers tonight. And now it's the top of the order to face Kelly. Left-hander high leg kick comes home and gets a called strike, 97 with the fastball. Antoine Kelly was acquired via a trade with the Milwaukee Brewers back in 2022. 6'5", 24-year-old, lifts and delivers, and he misses downstairs, 98 that time. Kelly made 18 appearances with Round Rock and wasn't off to the best start this year, so here with Frisco, trying to get his feel back. Left-hander kicks and fires, and he misses inside. With that fastball, 2-1 advantage for Ben Williamson. He was a second-round draft pick by the Brewers in 2019 out of community college. He grew up a Brewers fan. Lefty kicks and fires, and he missed outside. 3-1 advantage on the right-handed hitter. Kelly originally from Chicago, Illinois. Tander peers in, the high leg kick, he comes home and he missed upstairs, walked him. First and third with nobody out. Here in the top of the eighth, Riders holding on to a 7-run advantage. Antoine Kelly is the number one Brooks fan. Caught him earlier. Catching up with Brooks after some time away, feeding him some carrots. Left-hander rocks and fires. The first pitch to Young is called a strike. 97 at the bottom of the zone. That's the healthiest snack that Brooks will get all night. We've seen him eat some hot dogs, pick up some popcorn off the concourse. Antoine Kelly had his health in mind.
Big dog guy in general.
Left-hander rocks. The 0-1 is well up and inside. 97 again with the fastball, and it sent Cole Young spinning out of the way.
There were multiple times where people were questioning where Brooks went during the day, and then someone would be like, oh, Antoine came up and took him. And he went and took him somewhere else.
Gotta love it. Big dog guy. The 1-1. Missed downstairs. Again, 97 with the fastball. Two and one advantage for the left-handed hitting Mariners top prospect. Kelly has just pitched in 16 and a third innings this year. Working here, and he missed well outside, and that one squirts by Johnson behind the plate. That'll allow Williamson to move up to second base. So there's a pair of runners in scoring position with nobody out for the Travelers here in the eighth. You look at the overall numbers for Kelly on the year, 16 and a third innings of work at AAA Round Rock. He went 2-0 but had a 9.37 ERA, and a lot of that damage being done with 21 walks. Still trying to find his control as he comes home. There's a called strike, 98 at the bottom of the zone. And the count runs to full. Left-hander set with the glove at his chin. High leg kick, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Welcome back, Antoine Kelly. His first strikeout and his return to Frisco.
That's something that Antoine Kelly has to be happy about, but fastball right down the middle. You got to be a little more careful with that heater. You mentioned the walk numbers this season in Round Rock. 21 walks in 18 outings, and 43 last year with the Riders. He only had 22.
Left-hander ready. The pitch to Harry Ford runs inside again at 98. It's a hard fastball. Just has had some trouble this year locating it. Also mixes in the slider and changeup. But it's so crucial, especially as a reliever, to get that first pitch across the plate. Hop ahead. Allow you to use the full arsenal. The 1-0. Missed upstairs with another fastball. 2-0 on the left fielder, Harry Ford. For tonight is 0-2. He walked his last time up. That was the final batter that Emiliano Teodo faced. Lefty set. He's ready. The 2-0. Missed inside. Three balls and no strikes. Kelly, a big frame, and as a lefty, a valuable big frame. Left-hander is 6'5", 205 pounds. And the 3-0 is on its way. That's over the heart of the plate, 97 middle-middle. Three balls and a strike. Harry Ford awaits. First base open. A lefty kicks and fires. There's a chopper back towards Kelly. It gets by him. Caber Rodriguez waits back on it. Throws across his body in time to retire Ford, but it's an RBI groundout. As Blake Rambush, who tripled to open the frame, comes down to score from third. Ben Williamson replaces him over there at third base. But there's two away for Antoine Kelly. Alberto Rodriguez, in the fourth spot in this order, comes to the dish. He's 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts today. Left-hander watches a called strike, 98 in the upper third. Lefty on lefty matchup. Rodriguez enjoyed an off day yesterday in the pitch home. Just misses at the bottom of the zone. Didn't miss by much. Kelly just didn't quite get the call. Left-hander set. He lifts and fires. Call it a strike. 97 on the outer third. A good pitch. And Antoine Kelly is now ahead. The left-handed hitting right fielder, Alberto Rodriguez. Deep breath. There's the high leg kick. The 1-2 runs a bit outside. Not by much. There was the slider. And fastball heavy here in the outing for Antoine Kelly. Even at two balls and two strikes, the pinch blew it by him, 97. And Antoine Kelly's out of the eighth inning, but the Travelers strike for one run on one hit. No errors, and they leave one stranded. We end the last of the eighth. The Riders still well out in front. It's 7-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Last of the eighth inning, Abimelech Ortiz will lead things off for the Rough Riders. It's the 5-6-7 batters due up against the new arm on the hill. It's the right-hander, number 25, Troy Taylor. Taylor has pitched in the series. That came back in game one. He ended up being the losing pitcher as he pitched the 10th inning. Ortiz from the left side, and the first pitch from Taylor, a big grunt, and he misses down and outside with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Taylor, in his first 10 appearances with the Travelers, didn't give up any runs, but in his most recent outing, surrendered two. There's a big swing and a miss by Ortiz. Only one of those runs in his last outing was an earned run because he allowed the inherited extra innings runner to score on Josh Hatcher's double. But Hatcher later scored on a sack fly as Ortiz hops out of the way of a fastball inside. Two balls and a strike. Troy Taylor on the year, 1-4, but he has a 1.82 ERA. This is 30th appearance. Ortiz takes. And the breaking ball runs a bit downstairs. 3-1, a hitter's count. The power-hitting first baseman. Right-hander kicks, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ortiz came up empty on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball below the zone. Troy Taylor does have 14 saves this year, obviously with a 7-1 deficit for him on the hill. Not a save situation. But a couple of days off. Getting some work here in the final game of this six-game series. He kicks and deals and blew a 97-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge past Ortiz. It's strike three, one gone. Taylor strikes out the first batter he faces. Taylor, originally from California, played his college ball at UC Irvine before being selected a couple of years ago by the Mariners in the 12th round of the Major League Draft. Zavala kicks, or rather Zavala awaits, and he takes a breaking ball called a strike on Taylor's first offering. Aysel Cepeda, two up behind Aaron Zavala. He was 0-for-3 today. Struck out his first time, pitch home. Just missed inside, 99 that time. And you could hear Troy Taylor reach back, fire that one across. Just missed inside. Righty kicks. And he blew a fastball at 98 on the inner third. Pass the ball. It's 1-2. It's a fastball that has quite a bit of life. 28 strikeouts now and an even 30 innings pitched on the year for Troy Taylor. High leg kick. He comes home and he missed downstairs. There's a changeup. Two balls and two strikes on the left-handed hitting Aaron Zavala. He waves the bat over his left shoulder and awaits. The pitch, swing, and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Troy Taylor to open his outing. And there's two away. Hazel Cepeda will try to get something going for the Riders. We lead it 7-1. The Travelers down to their final 3 outs on offense. When the top of the ninth comes, there is some action in the pen for the Rough Riders. Here's that Robbie Ahlstrom is throwing out there. Or Seth Clark, rather. Pitch home, and that one misses just a bit outside. 99 again from Tortu. Cepeda awaits, and that one over the heart of the plate at the top of the zone. 98 again. Even at a ball and a strike. Cepeda also 0-for-3 tonight. He struck out his last time up. And hit a deep fly out to left center field in his first trip. He watches a breaking ball down and away. Advantage goes to the Rough Riders left fielder today. 2-1. A pitch chopped on the ground up the middle. The second baseman Rodden is there to glove it. He fires a strike. It's a 1-2-3 frame. For the first time, rather the second time tonight. For Troy Taylor. A pair of strikeouts and a ground out to second. It's no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the top of the ninth inning. Riders out in front, 7-1. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, it's Zach Bigley who rejoins us.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Clark takes over for the Rough Riders as we make our way to the top of the ninth inning. The Riders with a chance to win this series. It's 7-1 Frisco. Riders fell behind 2-1 in Arkansas. Then as this series shifted to Frisco, they have a chance to sweep aside this mini 3-game set here, heading into next week against Northwest Arkansas. Not that it matters in the second half, because the Riders already won the first half, but Frisco trails by 2 games behind San Antonio in the standings. Here's the stretch, and the first pitch to Brock Rodden. And it's on the upper edge outside corner, a strike, 0-1. And San Antonio and Corpus Christi are currently delayed in the third inning. It's 2-1 Corpus. 0-1. And the air foul to the right side. It's 0-2. So we'll have to await the conclusion of that game to know if the Rough Riders gained the game on San Antonio or not. 0-2. Ground ball out to second. Routine play for Rodriguez. He vacuums it in and throws him out. One away. Hogan Windisch bats now in the top of the ninth inning. 7-1 Riders. The Missions have won 7 consecutive games and lead by 2 in the South Division. Emiliano Teodo was great again today. 5 2/3 shutout innings today. Pitch to Windisch, just outside, 1-0, 7 strikeouts for the right-hander. And his ERA just continues to plummet. It's now 1-7-1, the pick. That's up and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Over his last two combined starts, it's 11 and two-thirds innings without allowing an earned run. The pitch. That's just below the zone. It's three balls and no strikes from Clark to Windisch. Windisch 0 for 3 today with a couple strikeouts. Non-save situation for Clark. He deals. And that's a down and in, ball four. A one-out walk. And Clark deals with Ben Ramirez. Antoine Kelly threw a scoreless eighth inning, or excuse me, an eighth inning allowing one run for the Riders following Reed Burley-Meyer. Left on left here, the 24-year-old Clark, native of Loganville, Georgia. And he rocks it home. It's over the heart of the plate to strike. It's 0-1. Making his 21st appearance of the Rough Riders. He fires. Swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's 0-2. 2.42 ERA with Frisco. Fans getting behind him here. He brings in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out in the dirt. And there are two down here in the ninth inning. Jake Anchiabet. A good slider tailing away from the left-handed batter in the dirt. Jake Anchia, a right-handed hitter, the final hope for Arkansas tonight. Clark readies from the stretch, and he brings it home. Right down the heart of the plate to strike, it's 0-1. Riders lead 7-1, top of the ninth inning. Clark readies and brings in the 0-1. Swing and a miss, changeup away. 0-2. One strike away from a series win. Clark brings it in. Swinging a ground ball, left side. Friedman's got it. On to second. Ball game over. Riders win the last three of this series, and they take it 4-2 over Arkansas. Frisco wins it by a final score of 7-1, and they'll head into a couple days off on a good note. Three-game winning streak. Luke Bailey has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
A nice series win for the Rough Riders. They win it tonight by a final score of 7-1. It's 7 runs on 11 hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. 1 run on 4 hits, 1 error for the Travelers. The Rough Riders enjoy a couple of days off before heading back in to Frisco for a series against the Royals affiliate, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. But they take 4 out of 6 games over the Seattle Mariners affiliate, the Arkansas Travelers. Tonight, it was Emiliano Teodo who shined on the hill for the Riders. He improves to 5-2 on the season. Juan Mercedes drops to 3-4, taking the loss. There is no save. But Seth Clark finished it off for the Riders there in the ninth inning. As Brooks runs the bases, it's a Saturday, which means kids run the bases here, courtesy of Raising Cane's. There's also fireworks tonight, so all sorts of fun stuff going on here at the ballpark. It all starts with Brooks, and the kids will follow running the bases, and then it comes to a close with fireworks. Hitter cap off Stars and Stripes weekend here at Riders Field. The Riders get it done 7-1. You look at the offensive performances, a ton of extra base hits for the Riders. A double from Kaber Rodriguez, Alejandro Osuna, Cooper Johnson. Osuna also tripled. Freeman homered, and Cooper Johnson also homered, both of those off of Mercedes in the first 2 innings. The Riders improved to 8-4 here in the second half. Arkansas down to an even 500 at 6-6. And the Riders pick up win number 52 on the year. They will hang on for at least another day as the top record in all of AA baseball. They win it 7-1. It was an impressive outing by the Rangers' number 14 prospect, Emiliano Teodo. 5 2/3, scoreless, 2-hit innings with just 1 walk and 7 strikeouts. He continues to dominate. Emiliano Teodo earns the win tonight. Here in the series finale, the Rough Riders win it 7-1. They earn themselves a series win. We'll step aside here on the post-game show. When we come back, we'll talk about what's next for the Frisco Rough Riders.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A series win for the Rough Riders. They take 4 of 6 from the Arkansas Travelers. 7-1 the final score tonight. They out-hit Arkansas 11-4. Emiliano Teodo the winner. Juan Mercedes the loser tonight. He drops to 3-4. Teodo picks up win number 5, and boy, has he been good. That ERA continues to plummet. Came in tonight with just a 1.87 ERA, leading the Texas League, and it will fall even more after tonight's performance. A look ahead at what's next for the Rough Riders. They have a couple of days off, back-to-back off days for the first time in quite some time. So the Riders will enjoy their pair of off days tomorrow and Monday. And then they're back here at Riders Field for a 6-game series against the Royals affiliate, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. All sorts of fun stuff on Tuesday and Wednesday. You can get in the gates for just $11, both 7.05 p.m. first pitches. Then on Thursday, another 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's a Thursday, which means it's Thirsty Thursday. You're going to enjoy half-price drinks along with some great baseball here from Riders Field. It's also Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River, and if you're interested, those 21 and up can grab Lazy River tickets for just $25. That includes some exclusive drink specials, including some $2 drinks through 8 p.m. Come back on Friday. It's another 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's First Responders Night, presented by Peak Roofing and Construction. As the series continues against the Royals affiliate, you can enjoy a presentation from First during the game and a flyover from Texas DPS helicopters during the national anthem. First responders will be here to throw out the first pitch. And that's not all. We'll cap off the night. It's a Friday, so it's Fireworks Friday, presented by Peak Roofing and Construction and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. The weekend continues on Saturday, 7:05, another first pitch. It's Texas Monthly Barbecue Night. So the barbecue sights and smells will be here at Riders Field on Saturday for the 13th Texas Monthly Barbecue Night. Come see Texas Monthly Barbecue editor Daniel Vaughn throughout the first pitch, and make sure to stop by the Club Barbecue for a chance to win Barbecue Fest tickets and more. All sorts of cool stuff going on here at the ballpark on Saturday, including following the game, Kids Can Run the Bases postgame, courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's. And then round out the weekend on the final game before the All-Star break, and the Riders will enjoy a week off during that All-Star break. You can still get your baseball, as a couple of Rough Riders in Winston Santos and Emiliano Teodo, and a future Rough Rider, Sebastian Walcott, the top prospect for the Rangers, will all be playing in the MLB All-Star Futures game. That being on Saturday of All-Star Weekend, a 3:10 first pitch for that one should be a ton of fun to watch. But on Sunday, before all that, it's a 6:05 p.m. first pitch, as the series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, that is, comes to a close. It's Bluey night here at the ballpark, where Bluey from the show Bluey will be on hand for a meet and greet. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, but you can still get a chance to meet your favorite dog by just going to ridersbaseball.com/tickets and snagging yourself a ticket to that one. Should be a lot of fun. It's also a Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's. So bring the young ones out. They get a chance to meet Bluey and enjoy some kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. And it's Sunday Summer Fireworks presented by Primrose Schools and, as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. As kids run the bases here on a Saturday on the final day of this six-game set, here on a holiday weekend, the Riders earn themselves a series win. Fireworks coming up after this one. They win 7-1 on behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Saturday night with us. The Riders get it done tonight, 7-1. They're back in action at 7:05 p.m. on Tuesday here at Riders Field.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!